Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from Temple Neurology regarding a mutual patient, Sean McElroy.
Yes, how can I assist you?
He contacted our office today saying that he no longer has services, that his waiver was pulled.
Yeah, his waiver was dropped by Medicaid. He had not done his financial review, and he just submitted the papers in today, and I have notification out to UPMC and everybody, but as of right now, there's nothing in the Medicaid database for him just yet.
Oh, okay. So it's in the works.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they're being honest and they dropped the papers off this morning as they stated, you know, but it's going to take a while for it to catch up.
So they needed to get their financial information
yeah.
to Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say dropped, like at the mailbox, is that what you're talking?
I don't know.
The
they just said they dropped. They just he just told me he dropped it off this morning. That's the words of the son, and so yeah, so Medicaid itself, like if you can look in Promise, that his waiver is not even in the database anymore for services. So
okay.
It's really out of our hands at this point.
Okay.
I mean, because it is family caregivers, they usually continue to provide services, you know,
right.
And then everything, as long as everything was sent and it's good, it will all catch up and we'll be able to back pay. But at this mm-hmm. point, I can't guarantee it until I see it in the system.
Yeah, understood. Okay, so his caregivers are family caregivers.
Well, his son is one of them, and then the other caregiver has been with him for years, and they're very close. So I'm assuming that at this point it would be they came over together. So that's what
mm-hmm.
we consider a family caregiver. You know, it's not a case that we staffed.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then
is
I know they
that you need
from
our office?
No, not at all. I know that they need a another caregiver. They sent over some information on another caregiver to get onboarded, and which I plan on doing, but we can't start anybody new until that gets resolved.
Right. Okay. So he has 24/7 coverage, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll let him know.
All right. Thank you.
Because that wasn't explained to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to make sure that I'm assuming it was for financials because usually that's what the county assistance office is used for, and anything medical would go to the UPMC service coordinator. So
mm-hmm.
if anything is needed on your part, I will have the service coordinator reach out to you.
Okay.
All right.
Do you need my contact information?
Is it 215-707-3040?
Right.
Okay.
That is correct.
All righty. And you're the neurology, right?
Right.
All righty. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.